You are listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White in this morning for Beth Ruyak. Hey, Classical Tahoe is wrapping up its seventh season this week. And joining us live on the line right now from Incline Village is Maestro Joel Revzin. Welcome back to Insight.
Hi, Randall. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you with us. This season features performances by Chris Brubeck, as well as his double concerto for violin and cello, co-commissioned by Classical Tahoe. How did that come about?
Well, I've had the pleasure of working with Chris on numerous projects. One was a recording with the London Symphony that we recorded at Abbey Road a number of years ago called From Bach to Brubeck. And it's been a really popular recording. And featured on that recording was a bass trombone concerto that Chris wrote. You know, Chris Brubeck, of course, is one of the sons of legendary composer Dave Brubeck.
Right.
And he's just a brilliant musician. He plays trombone, he plays guitar, he plays piano. He's just an all-around musician. And Jamie Laredo and Sharon Robinson actually commissioned Chris to write a double concerto for them for violin and cello. And we're doing the world premiere on Saturday night.
And we have a clip of that music that you're talking about right here. Okay, and that's the London Symphony Orchestra there performing exactly what you were talking about, Maestro. You mentioned that the piece was commissioned with certain artists in mind, violinist Jamie Laredo and cellist Sharon Robinson. Tell us a bit about them.
I've been able to collaborate with Jamie and Sharon over many, many, many years. They're like family, actually. Jamie is one of the premier violinists in the world. When he was, I think, a teenager, he won the Queen Elizabeth of Belgium competition and has a world-renowned career. He's played with every major orchestra in the world. Sharon as well. They are the violinist and cellist, along with pianist Joseph Kalkstein of the Kalkstein Laredo Robinson Trio, which is, I think, probably the premier piano trio in the world today.
And we have a bite of Chris Brubeck from an interview he did with Cap Radio's Paul Conley explaining how Jamie and Sharon inspired the piece.
It was clear that they wanted something that was very tuneful and harmonic. And I ended up calling it Pas de Deux because, you know, they are a married couple and they play music together. And, you know, obviously they have a strong love for each other and music, and it all kind of comes together. And yeah, I'm aware of Jamie Laredo's South American roots, and those parts of it are sort of like, I don't know, I mean, it's all in my fantasy head, but it's sort of like you can imagine a great dance hall in the 30s and sort of South American waltzes or tangos. There's different flavors going in and out of that.
Chris Brubeck speaking with Cap Radio's Paul Conley. We'll have a more extended version of that coming up for you to hear at some point here. And I'm speaking with Maestro Joel Revzin about the final performances of the seventh season of Classical Tahoe. Maestro, tell us about the big finale you have planned for next weekend.
Okay. Well, on Friday night, we have Jamie and our concertmaster, Laura Hamilton, who is the principal associate concertmaster of the Metropolitan Opera, will be playing Bach Concerto for two violins, the double concerto and orchestra. We'll also include Stravinsky's String Concerto in D. And then Sharon Robinson will be playing a beautiful solo work of Dvorak called Silent Woods. We will take a short intermission, and then we will play Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. And I do want to share with you that many of the members of this orchestra that we bring every year to Lake Tahoe play in the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, as well as the London, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, San Francisco Symphony, Seattle, Dallas, Cincinnati, Toronto, one from the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. Everyone is handpicked for this orchestra. And we brought 35 of these musicians to Marrakesh, Morocco in June to play Beethoven's Seventh Symphony in the desert just outside of Marrakesh. So, you know, the audience will have a fabulous experience hearing one of the monumental symphonies of Beethoven to close that program. And then on Saturday night for our final orchestra concert, we will open with Smetana's Overture to the Bartered Bride, a virtuoso piece for orchestra that will leave people on the edge of their chairs. We'll be playing the Marischek Dances of Kodály, and then the world premiere of Pas de Deux, the double concerto by Chris Brubeck, and we'll end the concert with Dvorak's powerful Eighth Symphony.
And there's something on Sunday?
On Sunday, the Brubeck Quartet is coming to play a concert in our pavilion, a jazz concert, and we're almost completely sold out for that concert already. There are only a few seats left.
Wow. Well, it is an opportunity to see some world-class names in classical music right there in Lake Tahoe. Maestro Joel Revzin, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a great pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
Classical Tahoe wrapping up its seventh season, August 12th, this coming Sunday, with a performance by the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. Say that 10 times fast. Quartet. That's Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team, Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.